Good news for Deschambleau Lake. After having to leave last month due to a nearby forest fire, some residents now have the green light to head back home. The evacuation order for the community, first called on May 19, was officially called off late June 1, with the KPIR fire no longer considered a threat to the community. Buses arrived in Prince Albert, Flin Flon and Saskatoon Friday morning to take people home. The general evacuation order has been lifted for Deschambleau Lake, effective June 2, reads a statement from Peter Ballantyne Cree Nation, PBCN. The Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency, SPSA, has determined that the Deschambleau Lake fire has decreased. While the full evacuation order for the community has been lifted, a partial evacuation order still exists for groups of people who may see adverse effects from fire smoke. That includes elders, infants, anyone who has respiratory or cardiac issues, is pregnant or who has already suffered symptoms like a worsening cough, chest pain, fatigue or weakness that may be due to smoke. Chief, Council and PBCN Health Services are strongly advising that anyone who falls under the above categories do not return at this time, reads the PBCN statement. Taniki, thank you for your patience, cooperation and understanding. We wish everyone safe travels home. As of June 2, the SPSA's classification of the KPIR fire had changed from not contained to contained. The fire, which investigators have determined was human in origin, has reached a size of over 9,200 hectares and came within 5 kilometers of the community of Deschambleau Lake, burning across Highway 911, the only road into and out of town. Rain has hit the area over the past week and winds have blown the fire further south and west, away from both the road and the community. According to the Saskatchewan Highway Hotline, Highway 911 has reopened for traffic after being closed since the evacuation order was called. Fire personnel from the SPSA, PBCN and Prince Albert Grand Council, PAGC, worked to both put out the blaze and to protect homes and infrastructure.